Justin Flug back with you now, joined by Coach Gary Smith. The Hiawatha boys are 5-8 on the season with two big seven league games here since last we spoke. Last week falling to Perry Lecompton 48-34, and then last night to Nemaw Central 53-40. Both games at home, both games fairly competitive, Coach. And again, defensively, you hold an opponent to around 50 or so, but looks like the biggest struggles, at least in these last couple games, continue to be on the offensive side of the ball, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you give credit to our opponents. I mean, they play hard and they're gritty and they do a good job, but, you know, we still just not shooting the ball well enough and not getting the line enough either. So, and result makes it a little tough for us.
I know your teams through the years always, you know, seem to get quite a few points, you know, on offense from your defense. You've always been a coach that's liked to, you know, press and get up and down. You feel like you can still do more of that this year? Is that part of the problem on offense, is maybe that you haven't got as many points from your pressure and defense full court this year?
To answer that question, I mean, you're very much right on. I mean, I think to be a good basketball team, you've got to be able to get some easy buckets. And yep. Easy buckets are, you know, for the most part, effort buckets. And you get those from how hard you play and maybe, you know, win the 50-50 balls and offensive rebounds for putbacks and pressure, you know, full court and get at them and get some buckets just, and I'd say easy. They're, you know, not buckets you have to get within your offense. And, you know, I just do not have enough confidence, you know, right now, you know, to really be able to get after somebody in a full court without giving something up, you know, easy from our opponent. So, sure. You know, that probably lies a little bit within me, but, we've got to get to the point where, you know, that I'm a little more confident in what it is we can do in, you know, in 84 feet rather than, you know, half of that. So, you know, a lot of that is just stuff that I hope we can build on and get to a point maybe we can do some of that and being able to, you know, score points in the long run.
Well, I'm sure, you know, as I look at your schedule, you got seven games left, and all seven are league games, and I think all seven are rematches. You played every league team now. You got
yes.
Perry coming up, and you just played them last week, so that's your next game now on Friday. But is there some of that, I guess, whenever you play a league team a second time or in some cases a third time, that you do have to try maybe slightly a few kind of different things going through this league gauntlet a second time?
Well, you know, you very much have to. And, you know, of course, I've been in a league where maybe you had to play somebody five times. So, you know, you expect to execute better and run some stuff that maybe they didn't see. And, I mean, you're going to do some of that. And, you know, we've got Perry again. You know, we just had Perry. We got them again on Friday at Nemahaw. And, you know, we got Nemahaw, Perry. And you know, those are good ball teams. I mean, they play hard and they're gritty and they do all the things they're supposed to do. And if you can't match that, you know, it's tough. And you know, once we get past Perry for this next time, I mean, you know, we got some games in there and there's going to be some good opponents for darn sure. But, you know, maybe not at the top of the league opponents. So, hopefully we can get some things going and get some things to where, you know, it'll work out for us, whether full court, half court, whatever the case may be, and kind of get it turned around and get it where we want to be heading.
Well, a lot of games. You play Friday at Perry, but then next week, Monday, make up at home against Jeff West, and Tuesday at Riverside. So three games in a stretch of 5 days around the weekend. Best of luck in all those games, Coach. As always, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Justin.
Gary Smith, head coach of the Red Hawks. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha.